This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, quote, anyone who harms our country will be held accountable at a state memorial ceremony in Jerusalem on Sunday. Netanyahu said Iran and its proxies seek to surround us with a stranglehold of terror on seven fronts. Tensions are soaring in the Middle East following the assassination of a top Hamas terrorist leader in Tehran last week and a rocket strike on Israel's Golan Heights that killed a dozen youths days before. Israel's blamed the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah for the attack and struck what it said were Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. A Hezbollah commander was killed. VOA's Arash Arvasadi has more.
Despite the finger-pointing, there are real-world consequences for people living in the region. Israel's Iron Dome air defense system triggered over the weekend to intercept attacks from across the border in Lebanon. And with military reinforcements on the way, the State Department issued a do-not-travel advisory for Lebanon, encouraging U.S. citizens to depart. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News.
Tensions are soaring in the Middle East as Israel's army says two airstrikes in the West Bank on Saturday killed nine Palestinian militants as violence flares again in the Israeli-occupied territory. An Egyptian official says the same day an Israeli delegation led by the Mossad chief briefly visited Cairo for ceasefire discussions. The United States has urged Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to seize the chance for a ceasefire after the killing of Hamas's political leader in Iran's capital. The death toll in the 10-month war nearing 40.